And that is that the Padre Players are opening a show on Friday night, Coming to America, a vaudeville musical. So already we have a provocative title. We have three people here to talk about it and to sing it and to play for it and everything else. Millie Brumbaugh, good morning, Millie.
Good morning, Vern.
And you have been doing all kinds of music and theater around our area for a while, and especially keeping the real wonderful tradition of Newport alive, because you're pretty proud of your town, aren't you, for a few of the great singers that have come from your town and the great theatrical people and such. You have some names to drop, don't you?
We do. Scott Redner, of course, is number one right up there at the top.
Absolutely.
Very proud of him. Mm-hmm.
And then who's the big Broadway guy?
Jackson.
Cheyenne Jackson.
I know Sherry Jackson is all that came to mind.
It's a lovely tradition going on there. So you're putting on a show, Coming to America, a vaudeville musical. What is this?
Well, when I was looking for the next musical to do, I came across this one totally by accident. It's the publishing company is A Miracle or Two, and they're fairly new in the publishing world. This particular show is actually a relatively new script. They're in fact still working on it, tweaking it as they go, but it's more vaudeville style than Broadway style. It is five separate stories, one right after another. It is inspired by actual immigrants coming through Ellis Island at the turn of the 20th century. Mm-hmm. And we have five stories. Caitlin, who comes from Ireland, and Ambrose, who comes from Italy, Yonkel, who comes from Russia, Pernilla from Sweden, and Pedro from Cuba. And we get to hear about their wishes and dreams and why they came and how things turned out for them. The original script, interestingly, was written for only five actors. They did everything, and it was kind of crazy. We are using 11 actors, and only two of them are male. So we have our ladies in mustaches and pants. It's pretty awesome, but it's a great fun. There's so much silliness involved, and yet there's some underlying truth there, which is also fabulous.
Well, yeah, I would presume. I mean, already from what you've told me about this, certainly it's timely right now when certainly immigration is way more in the news than we ever imagined, and so that's part of it. So that's one side of the equation, and the other side is probably just how to use your actors, isn't it? Isn't that always part of the issue too?
Yes, and for a small community theater to be able to have a really flexible cast is it's golden. Mm-hmm. And the music for this one was not written for this show. The music is actual music written by guys of the time. So I brought my cheat sheet so I wouldn't forget anybody. Yeah. We have music by Irving Berlin, George Gershwin, Cole Porter, Scott Joplin, Jerome Kern, and George M. Cohen.
Certainly names from that era.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they themselves who are emigres, as in Izzy Boleyn, Irving Berlin's other name,
and
those things. Okay, well, we have an Italian. Well, let's bring in our Italian, Janine Goodrich.
All right.
Since you're about to sing "O Sole Mio," are you specifically in the Italian skit?
I am Ambrose in the Italian skit. So, yes, that is my character. I play other things in the other ones. And I have a very poor Italian accent. I'm still fairly new to theater, but enjoying it thoroughly.
Yeah. And so as Ambrose, what's your story?
Ambrose's story is he comes over with his family and starts out working in a factory, staying with relatives, and then his family decides they want to follow their dream, and they plant a garden and start to cook and open up a restaurant. So it trails the story of him and his journey in opening up the restaurant and becoming a successful restaurant and chef.
Well, why don't we send the two of you out to represent Ambrose right now?
Oh, right.
And so we were just hearing from Janine Goodrich, who's Ambrose in this show, Coming to America, a vaudeville musical. And as Millie said, that there are five different immigrant stories that are involved. And so we are in Italy for that particular immigrant story. And so we'll get everybody settled. And here we have that great Italian tune, O Sole Mio. Also, Le Mio from our studio, Janine Goodrich, as Ambrose, singing at Millie Brumbaugh, who's directing this show at the piano. And so there is the Italian experience is happening right in front of us. First, I want to congratulate you, Janine. Really, truly, you know, I mean, that's a real feat. It's one thing to try to figure out how to do an accent, but as a woman to be playing a man and then to sing and make it sound like a man singing, and you did a great job of that.
Thank you.
You pretty involved in singing?
I've sang my whole life. I enjoy singing. I've never been professionally involved in it at all, but.
Yeah, but there we have it. Stick up for her, Millie.
Well, in her real life, she's one of the pastors of the Lutheran Church in Newport, so she sings all the time.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, and let's bring
Well, that's how Millie dragged me in.
That is.
Let's bring in Racine Baylow. You're the assistant director. Hello, Racine.
Hi.
And you live in Newport or around there?
I do. Oh. I just graduated high school from Newport.
Okay, so. like 2 days ago or something like that. And you've recovered from the party and everything else. So and you're still doing a production too. Have you been involved with this theater company for a while?
Since my freshman year, I started there. I was an usher, and then I was asked to do the lights. And then after that, I began designing and doing the sound and light plots.
Well, so you're just right from the ground up. Talk about what theater means both to you and to your town.
So, theater is awesome in Newport because everything in Newport is closed at like 6. So there isn't a whole lot to do, but it's definitely given me a lot of real-world experience and allowed me to look at skills that I wouldn't have had an opportunity to adapt to if not for the theater. And I love doing it. It's my favorite after school activity.
So you're just out of high school. What do you intend to keep being involved in theater?
I do. Mm-hmm. I would love to be able to get a job and do theater.
Nice.
So I'll be looking.
So are you going to be studying that in any way?
No, I'm actually going to the University of Hawaii to study marine biology. But okay. I would like to volunteer with college or community theaters still.
Nice. Well, that's how it should be, to have two very different parts of your life. Back to Millie. So we heard a little bit about the Italian experience as one of these five stories. Tell me another story or two that's involved in this play that's opening tomorrow night.
Caitlin, our young Irish girl, comes looking for a husband. She does eventually find a husband, but she also begins a business, a laundry business of all things, and she becomes quite successful at that. And she's Amy Dawson is our little Caitlin, and Amy has also done some things in Spokane, so she's really fun to work with as well.
Now, if I can interrupt you.
Yes.
Each of these five stories, are they primarily monologues with centered really around one person, or are there the other people to confuse the situation?
They have everyone out there. It's actually, what's fun about this is all of the actors are at least five different characters, mm-hmm. and some of them are like 10. They are multiple characters in each of the scenes. So each scene is a separate story. So we start with Caitlin's story, and everybody is Irish or obnoxious man in Caitlin's story. And then we go to Ambrose's story, where we talk about the restaurant and all of that good stuff. And by the way, the song that she sang is They're Coming Into the Harbor, and the little piano interlude is Ambrose throwing up because he's seasick. We decided not to do that on the radio. Yeah. And then the third one, Yonkel, is a Russian Jewish lad who Mama finally convinces Papa to send him to America, even though he's only 14, but she must save him because the Cossacks are coming. Mm. And of course they do, and they kill everyone in his village, but he is saved. He meets J.D. Rockefeller in the park, shining shoes, and he gets stock tips and becomes a rich man who also becomes a patron of theater. And let's see, who's next? Then
Pernilla
is our Swedish songbird, played by Paulina Staab. Oh, I forgot Yonkel. Yonkel is Jareth Monty. Let's see. And then
Chris
Demlo is, thank you. Assistance here. Chris Demlo is our Pedro, who is from Cuba, who wants to be a baseball player, who does become a baseball player, and it ends up in World War I. He is wounded and cannot play baseball anymore, and so he teaches kids to play baseball.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So the immigrant stories, which are Coming to America, a vaudeville musical, 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday night, and then is, I forgot what then
3 o'clock on
Sunday. And 3 o'clock on Sunday, and that will be this weekend and next weekend.
Yes.
So two weekends of Pandre Players, production of Coming to America. So Janine Goodrich, Millie Brumbaum, and Racine Bailo, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And